Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, we're hoping to have certainly some of our guests here, some of the people who support Radio Liberty, and we're looking forward to talking to them about, for the first half hour, we're going to have Sharon Harris with us. She's going to be talking about heart and body extract, and certainly this is a product which I've been taking for some time, and I do notice the swelling in my legs has been going down. And then, of course, hopefully we'll be able to talk to Sharon about the product that she has actually developed. She got this because she was having problems herself and wanted to have a product that would help her heart. Well, actually, one of our old friends, Karen Lee Bixman, used to be Karen Lee Bixman. Karen used to be with us all the time. She was the investigative reporter. In fact, she really did some of the finest reporting, and we had her as a frequent visitor and guest here on Radio Liberty, talking about the various problems, and this was a decade ago. And those who've been listening to Radio Liberty for a long time will remember our interviews with Karen Lee, and then, of course, she didn't have any... we didn't hear from her for quite some time. So she had a serious illness. But recently we had found out that she actually had a had some serious heart problems, and she had started taking this product that is the heart and body extract. And amazingly enough, why she had done very, very well. So I asked Karen Lee if she'd come on with us. And certainly, I'm going to ask Sydney, our producer, to try the telephone. We have a couple of telephone numbers there, and perhaps she could even call my wife and see if she could get the regular number for Sharon Harris. But right now, let's see if we can get Karen Lee on the line, because I'd like you to hear her story. I was really quite impressed by it. Karen apparently had a lot of problems as far as her heart was concerned, and then all of a sudden, why, of course, she heard our programs, got started on the heart and body extract, and at least according to Karen Lee, why, it had just had a dramatic influence on her. Well, anyway, we're trying to get this out just as soon as we possibly can. Or as always happens, why, whenever you have a program scheduled, something will come up. Under any circumstances, let's briefly talk about what is happening as far as Iran is concerned, and then hopefully we're going to be able to track our guests down and have the regularly scheduled program. But, you know, you're seeing one of the greatest propaganda campaigns of all time being waged today against the minds of the American people. If you want to understand what's going on in Iran, understand that the George Bush authorized $400 million that was to be used by the CIA to destabilize the Iranian government. And, of course, the CIA hired terrorists and various terrorist groups to work openly in Iran, to go around killing people and killing mullahs and bombing mosques and doing all sorts of things to destabilize the Iranian government. And this is really very, very distressing when we realize, of course, that these things have gone on in the past. And now, of course, we find out that there was all sorts of voting irregularity. Even the Iranian government has admitted that there are 3,000 more votes cast than there were actual people. But who actually cast the votes? Was this a government operation, or was this a CIA operation? We know that the people of Iran resent America's interference in their affairs, which is why so many of them were willing to vote for Ahmadinejad, because they knew we had toppled their government in 1953 and, of course, brought in the Shah, and we backed the Shah, even though he was terribly tyrannical, and, well, we'll be back in a moment. This is Dr. Stan, and I'm just going to ask if you're out there in the listening audience, would like to give us a call. We have nothing prepared, and we don't seem to be able to get any of the guests that we had scheduled. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And just a few minutes ago on the news, we heard a report that there was a doctor, and of course we've seen the pictures of this beautiful woman who was gunned down on the streets of Tehran, and she seems to be the symbol of the oppression of the Iranian government. Now, everybody has forgotten that we put the Iranian government in power back in 1979. Nobody remembers that. We installed the mullahs there. And we even turned over, of course, many of the most brutal forms of the Shah's police to the mullahs so they can maintain their power. Suddenly it was then, after they came to power in 1980, why a man named Mousavi, and he, of course, is supposedly the runner-up in what's going on today. Mousavi was in the Iranian government, and he was the prime minister, and he was known as the Butcher of Beirut because he was the one who was in charge when the Hezbollah, which was financed by Iran, actually blew up the American embassy in Beirut and killed a lot of Americans, and then blew up the Marine barracks and killed 241 Marines. Well, let's see what we've got going on here. Hi, who do we have here on the line?
Sharon Harris, Healthy Hearts Club.
Well, fine. Thank you so much. We were having difficulty getting through. Anyway, hopefully we're going to be able to get Karen on one of the other lines there. But so why don't you just tell the listeners just a little bit about your product and why it's really so successful, and you seem to have all sorts of testimonies from people all across the country that this has helped them.
Okay, you said quite a few questions there.
Start out, and we'll see if we get Karen Lee on, because hopefully she's going to
attest to this. Heart and body extract. It's a formula that's been around for 8 years now. It's organic, a well-crafted herbal formula. It's made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, butcher's broom, bilberry, kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. And what it does is it gives the body what it needs to heal itself. And so different people have different problems, and so individuals are going to have a different experience, a unique experience, because we all are unique. And what happened to me back over 8 years ago when I was 45 years old, going on 46.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we did actually get Sharon Harris on the line with Heart and Body Extract, and she was just talking how she actually came to actually get this product formulated. She was 46-year-old, and what happened to you, Sharon?
Well, what happened was, I was 45 going on 46, and my health, even though I thought I was eating well, I was eating lots of vegetables and fruits, I was starting to fall apart. I mean, I was getting really bad headaches. I was getting nosebleeds. My heart was skipping beats. It was beating irregular. I had very, very high blood pressure, 160 over 110. And I also at the same time had congestive heart failure problems whereby my ankles were swelling and the feet were swelling. I wasn't able to wear my normal shoes. I was very, very tired, very lethargic. Short of breath, I would have to have a nap at 3 o'clock just to get through the day. And I figured, what the heck? I mean, I was pretty young, but I was going downhill pretty quick. So I had searched and searched and searched for things naturally to help myself, and as much as I tried, I really couldn't find anything that was effective for myself. And I did try a lot of things. And fortunately, I knew a master herbologist, Greg, who I contacted, and I said to him, Greg, let's create a formula that will help people with heart disease. And together we collaborated on the ingredients, and he created the formula. Within about 2 to 3 weeks after we talked about it, it was pretty quick. And what I found from my experiences is within 2 weeks, the blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. So I dropped 40 points, And it was really hard for me to believe it. I kept looking at the blood pressure monitor over and over. Could that be true? 120 over 70? 120 over 70? And it was true. The heart beats were regulated in about 5 days, and the congestive heart failure problems of the swelling in the ankles and the lethargy and the tiredness was much improved in 30 days. So I was really, really excited because I finally found something that worked for me. And at that point I thought, well, let's slowly share this with people, and person after person, over a year's time, maybe 100 people, we found very consistent results. And I finally thought, yes, we have something that is very effective.
All right, fine. Well, let's go to Karen Lee, because I've known Karen Lee for a long time. In fact, Karen lived with us for a time after she'd had a serious illness. And hi, Karen Lee, how are you doing?
I'm just great, Dr. Stan. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Well, we haven't had you on the radio with us probably for a decade, but so we used to have her all the time. And, of course, how did you hear about Heart and Body Extract? Did you hear it on our phone? And
I heard Sharon on your show. And, you know, back in 2007, I had an incident where my husband had to take me to the emergency room because I thought I was having a heart attack. My blood pressure shot up, and I normally have very, very low blood pressure. And I started getting pain in the jaw, down into the shoulder, and down into the arm. And they kept me overnight. They ran the tests, and from there I went to doctor. Bottom line, they found out that I have an enlarged heart and two valves that are leaking. And came home with a bunch of prescriptions, and, you know, I told my husband, I am not taking any of this junk. I'm not even going to get it filled. Because of my previous experiences with the medical industry, I will only do a product now that is natural. And so I looked around, and I started taking vitamin C, vitamin D, Hawthorn, anything that I could find that was supposed to be good for the heart. Well, I actually heard Sharon back in, well, I want to say it was 2008. I originally ordered, I think it was 2 bottles. And quite frankly, I took the drops underneath my tongue. I thought it was the most horrible thing I had ever tasted. And I thought, this, I'll call it garlic carrots because that's to me what it tasted. And I put it on the shelf. I didn't take it. About 4 months went by. And I got so bad that we have a very small hill on our driveway. I could not walk down the driveway to get the mail. At night, I would go to bed. My heart was pounding so hard, I just thought it was going to come out of my chest. I was getting these awful headaches with the jaw pain and everything else. I would wake up. I'd be up for about an hour and want to go back to bed. And I thought, you know, this is ridiculous. I'm just going to have a heart attack. And then I remembered, you know what? I did buy that Heart and Body Extract. So I dug it out of the cabinet, and I looked, and it said in there, oh, you could put in a couple of drops of apple juice with it. I thought, okay, I will try this. Well, then it was okay to take it. And this was in March. I just determined that I was going to take this 3 times a day. I didn't care what it tastes like or anything. I was committed because at this point in time, I had no life. Previous to all of this, I had been at Curves exercising every day. I had to quit that because I would have these episodes and I had gained weight. And I thought, you know, this is no way to live my life. Well, I have been faithfully taking this since March. I now have so much energy. The other day I was so surprised. Not only was I able to walk down and get the mail, I was able to walk further down the hill, down to the end of the street, and come back. I don't have this terrible, terrible pounding in my chest anymore. I'm not having the headaches with the jaw pain or any of these other problems that I have. Occasionally I will still feel my heart flutter once in a while. But the tremendous energy that I'm feeling and not having these heart attack symptoms and everything, I feel like I've got my life back. And after I really started seeing the results, I called Sharon. And I ordered 8 bottles. And I told her, I said, you know, I'm being facetious, but I would rather have this than food. Because to me, this has given me my life back. And I went on her website, I read her testimonials, and the paper that she sent along with the product, it says that she recommends taking it for about a year to really turn, you know, things around completely. Well, now I've got my husband taking it also, who has high blood pressure, and he's noticed more energy. So, I mean, I'm going to be taking this forever because I know eventually, you know, this is going to completely shrink my heart. I believe that. I won't have the problems anymore.
Well, anyway, one of these days, maybe you'll go back to the doctor, get another X-ray, and you can tell us what it shows, because there is a place for doctors, and certainly I've had heart surgery, and I probably wouldn't be here if I hadn't had it. On the other hand, certainly, you know, I did have a lot of leg swelling after I had my heart surgery still, but that's ever so much better since I've been taking the heart and body extract. And, of course, I've known Karen for a long time. In fact, I called her. I'd heard that she was on it, and I asked her if she'd just come on and give a testimony, and that certainly is a very, very impressive story, and I know Karen Lee's telling the truth, because we've been friends for, pretty close to 15, 18 years,
something like that.
Oh, Sharon, did you get lots of stories like this?
Pardon?
Do you get lots of stories like this?
Yes, indeed. We do have a lot of testimonials of people that call in and write in that tell me about the difference that the formula has made in their life. And, you know, many of the people are very grateful, and I'm actually very humbled that we're able to help people, and that gives me great joy because we are making a difference to people, so that's a wonderful thing. So it's like win-win for everyone. You know, I love to help people. They're getting help, so, hey, what better of a career could you want? Helping people and making a living that way. So very happy, and, yeah, we hear a lot of nice testimonials.
In fact, we've had other people on the programs here. We've done a couple of interviews with Sharon, and I've had various people who have actually been on this, and certainly some fascinating testimonials. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 in the Central Coast of California. If you have a question for either Sharon or Karen Lee, and they'll be with us for another 10, 15 minutes or so, as we talk about the heart and body extract, and certainly Hawthorne's, this is something that's been used for hearts for a long time, hasn't it?
Yeah, hawthorn berry is definitely a herb that has been around for a long time. And many of the other herbs that we created with the formula, that not that we created the herbs, but many of the herbs that are in the formula have been around for millennia. I mean, it's God's medicine. And basically, you give the body what it needs, and it has the ability to heal itself. That's the wonderful thing about the formula, is that it's empowering our own bodies to fix itself up again, and that's a wonderful thing. So, yeah, hawthorn is a herb that would be used for strengthening the heart. It's very good for helping to balance the blood pressure, regulating heart rate, heartbeats. So it's a very important ingredient in the formula, as is, I would say, garlic is very, very key, and the cayenne pepper is very important. Coleus, of course, is very important, too. And the other herbs would be very supportive. So how the formula works, it works in synergy, the herbs working together to enable the number of herbs to be more powerful together than separated. So it's really quite neat. It's like a...
Let's get your telephone number out there.
Sure.
Before we go to the break.
The phone number is 866-295-5305.
One more time.
866-295-5305.
All right. Now that's Sharon Harris from Heart and Body Extract, and certainly, well, you've heard what Karen Lee had to say, and that was an unsolicited testimony. I heard she was doing well. I called her just to renew an old friendship and asked her if she'd come on. We'll be back here in just a moment. We have Bruce calling from Spokane. If you have a question, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Let's go to Bruce calling from Spokane. Hi, Bruce. Hi. How are you doing?
Stan.
Do you have a question or comment?
I do. About 2 months ago, I called in and had a 2 month supply.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Getting that cholesterol down below 200 or down below 170, and all it's doing is doing a lot of harm. And if you really read the statistics, you find that you're dealing with about a 1% improvement as far as mortality and morbidity if you take these products, and yet they tell you there's a 30% increase in morbidity and mortality. The difference between three people are dying and two people dying somehow becomes 30%. Well, all I can say, Bruce, is you got a problem. All you can do is just pray that your mom will at least give it a try, or tell her, just for your sake, just to try it as a special favor to you. Anyway, thanks so much for calling.
All right, you bet.
Let us know what happens, okay?
You bet, thank you.
Okay, fine. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And we lost Karen Lee. Karen Lee, are you there? No, we lost Karen Lee. I'm going to ask our producer to get Karen Lee back on the line again. But with us, of course, is Sharon Harris of Heart and Body Extract. We got about 4 minutes. Sharon Lee, is there anything else you'd like to tell our listeners?
Well, the fellow that was on the line had a good point. A lot of the clients that call us, they are under the doctor's care, and they are on a number of different medications. It could be cholesterol medications. It could be for balancing the blood pressure. It could be for regulating the heart rate. It could be for a number of different factors, diabetes, different kind of meds. So many of the clients are on several meds, and I've seen some people even up to 15, 20 meds. And
Sharon,
a question that often is asked is our formula safe with medications? So it is. It's definitely very safe. It's a nutritional supplement. And the thing that I would recommend is simply take Heart and Body Extract an hour apart from the medications. As the body is healing itself, work with your doctor to gradually wean oneself gently, slowly. As you're improving, start reducing those meds off. And many of the clients have been able to reduce the medications, and in many other cases get right off of the medications. And when one is drug-free, that's a wonderful thing because you don't have negative side effects.
Karen Lee, you obviously had something you wanted to say.
Yeah, Sharon, I was wondering if you had heard from your different testimonials anything about the product doing a detox, because when I started taking it for about 3 weeks, I broke out in hives on my chest and on my neck, and I don't know if it was something I was allergic to or if my body was doing a detox, but I was so bad off at that point in time, I thought, I don't care. I'm just going to continue taking this because I knew the benefits were helping me. And after about 3 weeks, the hives disappeared. So I don't know if my body was going through detox, or have you ever heard of anything else like that from some of your people taking the product?
Yeah. The formula actually is antibacterial, antiviral, antiparasitic, and antifungal. It's an excellent detoxifier. Excellent. We've actually had results with Agent Orange. Those poor veterans with really bad poisonings do very, very well in Heart and Body Extract for detoxing. So it's not unusual for people to get little pimples, or they could have hives, or they could have psoriasis at first, like pussy stuff coming up. But you know what? At the same time, for people with psoriasis, if they keep using it, it's very helpful for psoriasis, because psoriasis is a way of the body getting rid of the toxins, right? So, we've seen people have increased bowel movements. That's very common. I've heard of a lady who had very bad sinus headaches, severe headaches, and within 24 hours of using Heart and Body Extract, green stuff was coming out of her nose, and her headaches disappeared within 24 hours because that green stuff was coming out of her body. So, yeah, it's a very good detoxifier.
Well, Karen, pardon me, Sharon, let's go ahead and get your telephone number out again, and do you have a website you'd like to get on?
Yes, okay. The phone number is 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, and the website is heartandbody.com, heartandbody.com.
All right, fine. Well, Karen Lee, it's so good to get a chance to talk to you again, and I hope that you keep in touch. Don't be such a stranger, and if you ever want to come on and talk about what's going on in the world, why, you are always one of our favorite guests.
Thank you,
thank you,
all I can do about Sharon's product, it is worth every penny.
Okay. Oh, that's a great testimonial. Hey, thanks very much, Karen Lee, and
thank
you very much, Sharon. Our two guests, Karen Lee Bixman, or Karen Lee, and then, of course, Sharon Harris. Bye-bye to both of you. Good night.
Good night.
Well, I never get tired of hearing Kate Smith sing God Bless America. It was one time a radio almost considered like a national anthem. Unfortunately, of course, there are people who hate America, and of course they control the airwaves, and this is why you very, very seldom hear God Bless America anymore, because there are people like, of course, Reverend Wright, who have a different opinion. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course the next guest is going to be Chuck Patterson, and Chuck is actually supports Radio Liberty. He actually has something he calls a John 3:16 coin, and Chuck's going to be with us for a few minutes when Christie's off. If you want to give us a call, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and we'll do open lines the last 10 or 15 minutes. But right now, I wanted to give Chuck a chance to tell you a little bit about his coin. He's a minister, but something he thinks is important, and of course, is that to make people prepare for the difficult times financially that lie ahead. And so he has actually had a mid-strike, these special coins, and I'm going to let him tell you about them. Hi, Chuck. How you doing?
Just fine. I appreciate being on your show.
Why don't you tell our listeners about your John 3:16 coin?
Well, God kind of gave us a vision for that. We're trying to create something that had an eternal value plus has an earthly value. And being real silver, which was created by God, and it takes a lot of effort to get it out of the ground and to actually process it and make it into a real silver one-ounce coin. It has the American Eagle on one side. It's raised. It's three-dimensional. On the other side, though, it has what we think is very important for an internal viewpoint. It has a cross with the words John 3:16 in it, which are probably the most quoted words from God's Holy Bible, at least the New Testament. Most people kind of know or hear that, which is kind of non-judgmental, but it does bring the eternal into it. It's always guaranteed to be worth the value of silver, plus the verse from John 3:16 will communicate forever God's eternal word to loved ones, friends, and anyone else that you share it with. And what we're trying to do is distribute these to people at a price that makes sense. It'll never lose the value. It'll always have the value of silver. Plus, again, it will also communicate God's eternal word.
Well, of course, you know, silver really, of course, is a product that you can use for barter. The old silver dollar was a mainstay here in the United States, and the old silver dollar was almost an ounce of silver, slightly less than that. But this really is an ounce of silver in this coin?
One ounce of silver, yes. It's mirrored finish, by the way. So if you actually go to our website, and I'll give that several times while we're talking, because I want people to see exactly what I'm talking about. If they go to www.john316coin.com, they'll be able to see the actual one-ounce silver coin turning, the John 3:16 American Eagle coin turning on the website, and it's exactly the same coin they would receive. So it's a very unique thing, we think, and we're very proud of, and we're doing our best to promote it. And anything that we earn above the cost of it, Dr. Montes, goes to our other program, which is really to help feed hungry children. That's where our heart's at. And we know that by people buying this and keeping it, the money we take, we're able to help feed hungry children, which is a very disgraceful thing in this world that so many children go to bed hungry every night. Over 3 billion people go hungry every night and go to bed trying to live on $2 a day.
Well, of course, about half the world lives on $2 a day or less, and about a billion people live on a dollar a day, which is really, how can they possibly live on that? Well, they don't live very well. That's unfortunate, but this is the way that the economic system has been constructed, and unfortunately it's been constructed by the people who really run this country. And these people have wanted to keep the rest of the world impoverished so that we could utilize their natural resources. That's what it's really all about. And we have a wonderful report that was put out in 1974 over the name of Henry Kissinger. It was a secret report called National Security Study Memorandum 200, talking about population control and how we had to keep the people in the third world country cut back on their populations so they would not be able to advance and have a more full life or use their natural resources. That's why we wanted to limit the population in third world countries, and we've done a good job of it. because we didn't want the competition. It is one of the most, well, really evil documents I've ever read. We do have it available. Well, anyway, Chuck, as far as the silver is concerned, certainly right now the price of silver is down a little bit, but I really anticipate it's going to increase dramatically in the years that lie ahead. What are your thoughts?
My idea is the same thing. All I can read, and I've studied this very, very extensively from the best secular minds and also biblical minds of what is going to happen. They don't know the exact timetable, but we all have to look at the end times we live in and the signs of the times as Jesus talked about. There's not any big storehouse of silver in the world like there is gold that some of the central banks have. And silver is used in everything from all the iPhones and all the electronic stuff we make nowadays by the world population that's growing day and night. There's 3 or 4 billion of those things sold every year. And there actually is a depletion of silver in the world. The mining ability to make it or to actually manufacture or actually mine it first is going down the tubes. It's very much more difficult than it used to be with all the environmental laws. And actually, silver is a byproduct from other metals, gold, I think zinc, copper, other things. And the number of silver mines is declining, the cost to actually go out and mine it because of the price structure and the cost of it is prohibited to a lot of people unless you're a big, huge mining company. And as they manufacture or as they mine less and less of it, and the demand goes up, there will be a point of supply and demand. And Jim Rogers and other people who are secular people but are very, very acute to what's happening in the world believe that it will go to $50 to $100, even $200 an ounce in the next 2 or 3 years.
Well, Chuck, I want you to get your telephone number out a couple of times and again the website.
Yeah, the telephone number is 877-316-COIN, which is 316-2646. And the website is www.john316coin.com. And you can call us anytime. If we're not here, we have a special voicemail system that will answer your calls for you. But we look forward. Anybody we're interested in purchasing these coins, we give you a really good inside price on them. They're worth. We'll always. In fact, there's three things we do with these coins. We give you what we call a money buyback guarantee, which means the price you pay for them will always honor that price. If you want to return them to us in the same condition you got them, minus the stock handling and shipping charges, which is very small, we will return your money for exactly what you've paid for them. So you always have a guarantee. If and when they go to $100 an ounce and you want to sell them to somebody else, you have that right too. But you could never lose money on them. So we put a flooring on them because we know that if you don't want them, somebody else will. And that's one of our guarantees on them because we're trying to promote these to do the Lord's work and to give people something in their hands that has real tangible value for the future and for now.
Well, now, I want you to give your telephone number and your website one more time slowly.
Okay, the website is www.john316coin.com. And our phone number is 877-316-2646. 316-2646, 877. That's our phone number.
All right, fine. Or is it, and given that you also have it with coin, how does it go?
Yeah, it goes 877-316-COIN.
And 8-317.
No, 877-316-COIN.
All right, God bless, and thanks very much for being
with
us. We'll look forward to maybe talk to you again next month.
Thank you. God bless.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Well, that's Dr. Stan there, and of course, that's Chuck Patterson, who's actually has this John 316 coin. It really is beautiful. Our telephone number, if you have something you'd like to talk about, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We actually heard the report this evening that about this tragic woman, this beautiful woman who was gunned down on the streets of Tehran. And of course, we hear that a doctor had rushed to her side who wanted to help her. But as he's at her side trying to help her, suddenly she is shot and blood's gushing out from her chest. And she is shot by one of the militias there, people who work for the Revolutionary Guard, for the government there. And of course, it's a terrible story. I mean, the senseless death of a woman. But the question is that the way it happened at all? we really don't know what happened. All we know is what the control media wants us to believe happened. Because, of course, the establishment, the people who control our government, really want to get us into a war with Iran. This is why, of course, we've been spending a great deal of money to destabilize Iran. And, of course, the man that we were backing, Mousavi, was known as the Butcher of Baghdad, responsible for the murder of the American Marines back in 1983 and for the people in the American Embassy in Beirut. Why was that never mentioned by the media? Because they didn't want you to know. Is Ahmadinejad a nice person? No, I don't think he's a nice person. I think he has been very outspoken in his criticism of the United States. But that's very popular in Iran because they resent the fact that the American CIA toppled their legitimate government. It's democratically elected in 1953 and installed the Shah, who was brutal. And then we overthrew the Shah back in 1979, and we installed the mullahs there. And, well, I think a lot of people out there are saying, why should America be trying to direct things here? And that is why Ahmadinejad, in the pre-election polls, was going to get twice as many votes as his closest competitor, who is Mousavi. Why don't we ever talk about that? You can go up on the internet. I want you to check this out. Go to your search engine, put in Washington Post, pre-election polls, Ahmadinejad, or pre-election polls, Ahmadinejad, twice as many votes, something of the sort. And you can verify what we're saying. If you can't find it, we'll be glad to send you the article. But nothing you're getting from the media is accurate. Remember, the media is controlled. They mold our minds. They form our tastes. They suggest what we believe, and we believe them. Well, let's go to Debbie, who's calling from Aptos. Hi, Debbie. How are you doing? Do you have a question or comment?
Hi. I'm glad to talk to you. I've emailed you a couple times just recently here, and I just want to tell you how grateful I am for your show, and I really believe God has just been opening, just bringing me all this information. And I got on your site last night after listening to you and watched some of those videos. It's just, wow, my mind in the last month has just been, I am so grateful because it's very enlightening. The truth does set you free.
It really does, and I will never forget the exhilaration I felt 47 years ago when I suddenly was able to think independent of the media and begin to think on my own. I'm just so glad that of course, you're beginning to learn what's going on, and then, of course, you can tell others who can tell others.
Mm.
And there's a wonderful poem I learned many years ago about, really when I got started, it was something like this. Upon one man's life, it has fallen, a light that doth not depart. And a look or a word he has spoken wrought a flame in another man's heart. And I just hope that I've lit a flame in your heart that will help you to light a flame in other people's hearts. This is the time in history where I think people are really going to begin waking up because they know something seriously wrong. And we, not just myself, we've got Alex Jones here in the Monterey Bay area now every day from 9 to 12 on I believe it's on Comey. We've got Joyce Riley on KKMC from noon till 4 o'clock in the morning, because that's pretty early, but we do a program 4 to 5 in the morning on KKMC. We've got an opportunity to reach people. In fact, I'm going to be doing the Saturday special on KSCO here on Saturday from 10 to 12. And with your help and the help of other people out there who are concerned, we need to begin to wake up the people in this community. We can have to do it one community at a time, but what a better place to start than right here where we live.
Quickly. I mean, this Daniel Hauser, and then I started researching and found out he's not the first. I mean, we have no idea. When you start researching, there's some underlying activity going on in our nation where parents do not have the right to make choices for their children. And families are torn apart. Look, if you Google the Christie family and see what happened with that. They were a homeschooling Christian family up in Oregon in 2002. They were totally ripped apart. He had an internet business, and they took their RV, and they were going to do homeschooling and travel throughout the nation. I mean, and then this Daniel Hauser, 13 years old, and he doesn't want the chemo. I've seen numerous people in my family with that, and I know it's a passionate, it's a personal decision with people, but I did enough research and I've seen enough people go through chemo and radiation in my life that I'd rather eat my grass in the front yard.
Well, I will tell you that 20 years ago, I got a call. It was from the man who was he was the number one man of the National Institute of Cancer. That was, of course, the having to do with the National Institute of Health and Cancer Research, National Cancer Research Institute, funded by the federal government. His name was Burke, Dean Burke was his name. And he called me one morning and returned my call. And he said, you know, he said, I've been here for 27 years in the National Cancer Institute. I'm the top man on chemotherapy. And he said, I will tell you that Laetrile works far better than this, and it does not produce all the terrible problems. And certainly it cures more people. It's not going to cure everybody, but it cures a lot more people than chemotherapy, and they don't get violently ill, and their hair doesn't fall out. He said, I've got certainly a whole racks of information on this. And I said, well, what about the study they did back at the Sloan Kettering Institute where it said that Laetrile didn't work? And he said, they rigged that study because it did work, and they didn't want it to be publicly released. Mm-hmm. And ladies and gentlemen, this sort of thing really goes on today. There are very effective treatments for cancer in other countries, but you can't get them here. Dr. Bozitsky down in Houston, Texas, has a very effective treatment. We have a 4-tape set on that. My friend Dr. Russell Blaylock was just down there within the last couple of weeks and went over the records and the people and saw the MRIs, and they're certainly a very effective treatment for brain cancer. But the FDA will not allow it to be used. Why? Because it doesn't work? No. Because it does work, and I hate to say this, but it competes with the drug companies who sometimes will get $50,000 a month for anti-cancer treatment that will prolong your life maybe 6 weeks or 2 months at the most. We have tragic things going on in our country today, and our job is to get the information out, and I hope you go through our website, read our newsletters, and then introduce other people to our ministry, will you?
Yes, I will.
Hey, we're going to have to go. We got Jeannie on the line.
Okay. God thank bless. You so much.
God bless, and thank you so much. And hi, Jeannie, how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing fine. Hello?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Anyway, it really pleased me, this Debbie, I believe her name was, that she found your website, and she's researching. And that brought me back 15 years ago when I heard you, and I said, this guy is kind of strange, but I'm going to research it. And then I went into researching, went to the United Nations meetings, and found out the truth. And it just pleases me that here's the lady that found your website, and she's researching. And I went through that 15 years ago, Dr. Stan.
Well, that old adage, we first started out listening to him, we thought he was crazy, and before we were afraid that he wasn't crazy.
And I thank you for all the knowledge that I've gained, and hopefully I've given some knowledge too.
You have given a great deal of knowledge. Jeannie has become our personal friend through the years, and Sydney is one of our regular producers here. Thank you so much for calling, Jeannie.
Okay, good night.
God bless. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly we appreciate the calls from people who are, you know, just testimonials that there really is information out here. We are not getting the truth. Right now we are facing...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and
I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value, plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Us on satellite, they hear us on the internet, they hear us on shortwave, or they hear us on radio stations across America. And what a wonderful privilege it is to have this opportunity to speak out in times like these, because of course we try to point out what's happening politically and ideologically and medically and culturally, but we also talk about what's going on from a prophetic and from a spiritual point of view. Because having analyzed and studied this for 47 years, I can tell you we're involved in a spiritual battle being fought on the political, ideological, cultural battlefield, but it's primarily a spiritual war, and there really is another dimension. There really are spiritual forces that are at work within our society that have an intense hatred for humanity, and, of course, would love to see literally billions of people killed. And if you doubt that, all you have to do is go to Elberton, Georgia, and look at the Georgia Guidestones. Why don't we ever talk about the American Stonehenge there in Elberton, Georgia? We talk about the British Stonehenge. We never talk about the American Stonehenge. Why? Because it talks about the fact we've got to maintain the world population at 500 million in constant balance with nature. Maintain the world population at 500 million in constant balance with nature. That means they're going to have to kill off over 90% of the world's population. You say, well, that isn't what they say, no. But how are they going to get the world population down to 500 million? There really are people who really want to do that. If you doubt it, you need to get my talk on planned population reduction. You need to know what they've done throughout the world with their vaccine programs. Do you know, for instance, that according to the World Health Organization, over 2 billion people have contracted hepatitis B? 2 billion people throughout the world? And, of course, that's how it spread throughout the underdeveloped world. How did they get this? Why? They got it through using dirty needles. They just accidentally used dirty needles and contaminated 2 billion people. Now, most of them recovered on their own, maybe a couple of 100 million, maybe a chronic carriers will die of cancer of the liver or other byproducts of the hepatitis B, but the vaccination program contaminated 2 billion people throughout the world. You can check this out on the World Health Organization website or certainly go up on the Internet. So much of what's going on, most people have no idea. There really are people who want to kill off most of the world's population. Certainly, if any of you doubt that what's going on, we'll be glad to send you a copy of the UNESCO Courier of November 1991, where Jacques Cousteau, everybody knows Jacques Cousteau, he invented scuba diving, and he used to swim with the dolphins and the fishies, and oh, wonderful man. And yet he's quoted in the UNESCO Courier of November 1991, talking of the necessity of eliminating 350,000 people a day. 350,000 people a day. He makes Adolf Hitler look like a piker. There are people, a professor at the University of Texas, and you can actually see this in the DVD we carry, call it Endgame. That's Endgame. You want to get this DVD by Alex Jones. The professor in Texas who talks about the necessity of killing off 90% of the world's population. There is a similar doctor at the 1995 World Summit Gorbachev meeting in San Francisco, who made a similar statement. There really are people that like to get the world population down to 500 million, 400 million, 300 million, 200 million, 100 million. That was Dave Foreman, one of the leaders of the environmental movement, wanted to get the world population down to 100 million. What are they going to do with the rest of them? They're going to kill them off. Ladies and gentlemen, do you really want to take an immunization shot unless you're absolutely sure it's safe? And these are not safe and effective. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our web, please pray for America. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to right now. They're my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Michael Shaw. And we're going to be talking really about sustainable development, Agenda 21, about the most incredible program you've ever heard of, which is really intent upon destroying the industrial foundation of America. Now, really, this is being manifested today in this talk of carbon credits and carbon caps and trades and all of this talk about how terrible carbon dioxide is and how we've got to stop using carbon dioxide and get people out of their cars, and we're going to have to rely rely upon wind energy and upon solar energy. And, of course, when we start doing a large part of our energy production using those medium, the price of electricity is going to go through the roof. It's going to double or it's going to triple. An awful lot of people are going to lose their jobs. In fact, in Spain, where they've introduced these techniques, they lose 2.5 jobs for every one job they produce. And the last thing we need at this time in our nation's history is to start losing more jobs. But that's what it's really all about, because the real reason behind this whole effort is to destroy the manufacturing foundation of this country. Drive the price of power up. You can't use factories. Every factory we have is dependent upon the ready availability of power, of cheap and economical electricity. And the whole idea is to drive the price up, first of all, so you won't be able to use it in your homes, and you're going to double or triple your electricity bill, but so that we can deindustrialize America. There really are people who have a different plan, a different worldview. And if you doubt that is true, I want you to get hold of a copy of the Earth Charter. You can get it from our guest this evening, Michael Shaw of Freedom Advocates, or from Radio Liberty, or get it on the Internet and read point 10A, where they talk about the real plan of the elite who run the world is for equitable distribution of wealth within nations and between nations. How do we get equitable distribution of wealth between the United States and China? Why we lower the standards of the American people, we raise the living standards of the Chinese people and the Indian people and the people living in Eastern Europe, and we impoverish the American people. That's what it's really all about. Michael Shaw, thanks very much for being with us tonight.
Well, it's a pleasure, Dr. Stan, and as usual, it was enjoyable and informational to listen to your show this last hour, and you know, my effort will be to maintain that.
Well, you go right ahead, though. So you pick up the story, because Michael's going to be talking to us about this whole issue of Agenda 21, sustainable development, and will you pick it up?
Well, you know, what I noted last week was how young Iranians were marching the streets of Tehran. They were all carrying signs printed in English proclaiming their march for democracy and freedom. Well, the youth of America, the scholarly in this country, and increasingly the corporate professionals regularly profess the same sentiment. This is trouble. It is big trouble. Freedom is the ability to decide and to act for oneself. Democracy requires all people to conform their action to the rule of the majority. The concept of freedom and democracy conflict so regularly that Plato pronounced that democracy leads to anarchy, which is mob rule. We're on the way to that sustainable development pathway that is taking us there.
All right, hang on. We'll be back in just a moment with Michael Shaw right here at Radio Liberty. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the systems of justice that support individual freedom and the system of justice that is run by the rule of the majority. Because there's a great and a deep contrast between these systems of justice, and we need to understand them. Now, American tradition is based upon the core element of the Declaration of Independence. That core element is the concept of equal justice. Equal justice is the system of law that applies the same law to every person and which implements the concept of a higher law labeled under the Declaration as unalienable rights. Now, unalienable rights are something the American people no longer really understand, and we need to recapture that, because these are the rights that are imbued within us and inherent within each of us that allow all people to lead a life of one's own with the liberty to act and the right to the use and enjoyment of one's private property. Now, when I say they're imbued or inherent, the Declaration of Independence talks about our creators placing that within the spirit of every human being, See, that's what made America so unique in the whole history of the world. It's why the Declaration was the greatest document that has ever been written in the history of the world, and that is because there was, for the first time and the only time, the political recognition that every human being has certain unalienable rights vested within them, granted to us by our Creator, which allows us the right to a life of our own. Well, this is under grand threat today. And the reason it's under grand threat is because democracy has taken over. And democracy is not a system that works to protect unalienable rights. Democracy says, let's have a vote. And everybody in the community votes open space, stealing the use of somebody's property right from under them. This has happened all across the country. It began in places like Santa Cruz, where all around our urban areas, the property has been taken over by the government. It sits there and grows with weeds. It's a virtual wasteland of beautiful topography along an ocean with incredible climate, all now owned by the government and its partners.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and our guest is Michael Shawn. He's just talking about, of course, how they can justify taking away people's property in the name of democracy. And they say, you know, wouldn't it be wonderful if we just had this beautiful green area in the center of town? And what we'll do, the privately owned property, but we'll just keep people from being able to develop. They can pay taxes on the money, they can't use it, and then, of course, we'll just let them pay their taxes year after year until finally they'll sell it to us for nothing, and then the public can enjoy that property. And instead of saying, oh, those people own the property, we want that for a public use, we'll be glad to pay a fair price for it, we'll condemn it as a park or something, they don't bother to do that. They don't want to pay any money for it. They want to be able to take it or force the people to literally give it away for nothing. And some of the most valuable areas in our community and the surrounding areas have actually been seized by this technique of just blocking people from developing their property until finally, after 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, why, of course, they get sick and tired of paying taxes on it, and they know they'll never be allowed to utilize it. And so they simply sell it for a song, and sometimes then, of course, then the government turns right around and sells it to their favorite developer, who has been contributing large sums of money to the politicians who run the community. Pick up the story there, Michael.
Well, we talked about earlier the system of equal justice that arises in a political system that respects the rights of the individual. Well, democracy really associates a different kind of system of justice. It's called social justice, and many of our judges today call themselves social justice judges. I know of no one who calls themselves an equal justice justice. Social justice generates differing results to different groups of people. It all depends upon the law's finding of a common good. For example, no principle regards the protection of the ideal that private property exists under social justice principles. The ideal of private property simply doesn't arise in a system of social justice. Private use of property may be granted an interim protection under social justice law, but this only happens when such a conclusion is thought to advance the common good. Common good includes gaining temporary public confidence in an oligarchy's methodical program of democratization. Let's explore that a moment. An oligarchy, a narrow group of people who methodically are implementing a program of democratization in order to abolish private property. But even when the seeming protections of unalienable rights arise under social justice, the outcome is lost when the perceptions of common good change. In other words, a citizen might be able to protect his private property in a court of law because it isn't comfortable for that particular court at that particular time to simply rule that the common good requires that the property owner forego his use of property. And of course, this is happening to ranchers and farmers all across America today. But if a farmer or a rancher is able to succeed in court with the way our justice system is proceeding along the lines of these principles of social justice, it becomes only a temporary victory. Because all that's needed is a finding of common good to deny a landowner his use of the property. This is a huge change in our system of justice. It is what supports the whole movement of Agenda 21 or sustainable development in your community. We'll talk in a little detail, and of course we've got many hours of conversation, Dr. Stan, on Radio Liberty about the nature of sustainable development. So a listener who wants to hone up on that can go to the Freedom Advocates audio library, and every aspect, I suspect, of sustainable development is covered either in our guest appearances in our, or in our hosting of shows both here at Radio Liberty and at KSCO and onward.
Well, if somebody really wanted to get your information on this whole idea of a sustainable development, can they go to your website? Can there's just a telephone number or a website where they can get the information they need as a foundation for this movement, because it's really a fascist movement that is being implemented in our community and communities across the country, and that's not one person in a thousand has any idea what's going on. How can people get the information?
Well, I think the number is rising above one in a thousand, because as people begin to understand the nature of fiat money and the nature of the fraud of global warming, at least the man-made cause of any warming, people begin to see that, people are really ready to understand sustainable development. Because, you know, when we get to the political and economic bottom line of what's changing in America and around the world, it is driven by sustainable development. One becomes very suspect when they begin to understand the global warming, man-made global warming dynamic is a hoax, or when they understand the fiat money system is the greatest hoax of all history of all time. So when we understand that we're being set up through the dissemination of that kind of information, people begin to realize that an overall action plan fits right in with the objective of those globalists who seek a one-world government and enslavement, in essence.
Well, how can they get to your website where they can get the information?
Well, our website is freedomadvocates.org. Easy enough to get onto the web. It's we've been working on it for 8 years. It's a wealth of information. We only print that we think is going to become more useful years after it is first printed. So you'll see a good solid story of the history of the development of sustainable development, with a library with all the core documents of sustainable development. We have a neighborhood tools section where you can download information to distribute to your neighbors and your relatives and your friends, because this will come down to a situation not unlike the 1770s, when Americans begin to realize that we have been taken over, only this time it's been taken over from the inside. And the necessity for ourselves and for our children and for our posterity generally will be to maintain the principles of freedom for our progeny. That can be done once we understand the threats that we're up against. And those threats, from a political economic perspective, are fully embraced within sustainable development policy. So many of the issues that confront us today can be understood and reconciled when one understands the nature of the sustainable development movement. Because that gives us a tool to understand what it is we're fighting, and we can then see it happening across the board, around the world, in Washington, D.C., but most importantly, in your community. That's where the battle really is. That's where they've come to with their global-to-local action plan called Sustainable Development, and that's the only way they can be defeated, by understanding what they're doing and taking reaction to it. When people understand the nature of sustainable development, they will react. Because no one wants its outcome, even though it sounds so sweet after all. Sustainable, what a nice word. Well, the devil knows how to market. And the concept of sustainable development is the devil's masterpiece.
And it really is about total control over your property, over your products, over your family, over you, and it includes a program for mass depopulation of the world. And
oh, it does.
And go right ahead, Michael.
You know, that is exactly right. It is a program for the total control of all human action. It's the control of you. You say, well, I won't be alive that long. Well, I'd say, well, you better think twice, because I think the program is accelerated from what the average baby boomer grew up believing, which was that the problems of the world and of society generally are going to come after we're gone. I don't think that's the case, because the program is moving so fast, and matters like the stability of the dollar have become so vulnerable that if people think that 20 years from now things will be anything like they are today, if the pattern isn't broken, is, I think, very sorely mistaken.
And I think that's such an important point, Michael, because I think most people say, well, you know, just as soon as we get through this, things are going to be better. And the president says, oh, boy, when we get through this, we're going to be stronger and more productive than ever. And he's not telling the truth. He knows, as do the people behind this, that we are seeing the demise of America. There are people who hate America, who want to lower our living standards. We're not going to go back to being the major producer in the world, nor the major consumer. They're going to destroy the value of our currency. And this is well on its way to taking place today. They've already come up with something like $14 trillion that they've agreed to, by one means or another, to put in to simply try to prop up all of these very wealthy banks that created the problem. They tell us they're too big to fail. They're too big to sustain. And if we try to sustain them, it will end up with the demise of our monetary system. No better way to destroy a nation. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, you know, to follow up on your last comment, Dr. Stan, one of our pamphlets is entitled, it's a long title, but it's...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine, so Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Because, you see, democracy that operates under a system of social justice is often used to calibrate or implement public perspective. We see that in the California vote recently on major tax increases to solve the overspending dilemma that has occurred with our state legislature. Well, they weren't in that case able to implement their public perspective, but they use these kinds of votes to calibrate public opinion so that they can then begin to swing and sway public opinion. We've seen an example of that with the homosexual movement in this country, where public opinion certainly is vastly different than it was not many decades earlier. So this calibration or implementation of public perspectives occurs when the oligarchy in charge of governmental operations propels a system of social justice so they can work to gain ultimate control over all human action. Social justice is the equity of the political economics that drive America in this looming post-free enterprise era. We need to take serious consideration of the jurisprudence that's happening in our time and era and begin to ask why this is happening. We need to take focus on our legislative democratic actions and how that's working with our system of justice to create for all of America a different economy than the economy our ancestors and forebears experienced. We've gone from a system of free enterprise and private property to a system that Karl Marx characterized as capitalism, identifiable with its monetary base, which is a system of fiat money, that is, money made up out of thin air by globalist banking families and then loaned to our government so that we can pay them interest now and forever. In this country, we've been doing that for 100 years, and so now these global banking families and their associates have been able to take control of key institutions within America and across the world. Not the least of them is our news and entertainment forums. Our political parties are completely controlled by the agents of this globalist fiat monetary system. Our major corporations, our multinational corporations, are run by these people. They've had a long time to do what Rothschild, the first Rothschild, said 250 years ago, which was, let me make the money. He means by that, make it out of thin air. Let me make the money, he said, and I care not who makes the laws. Well, thinking about that a little more, one realizes, well, he said that because he said, we make all the money, we'll make all the laws. And that's what the United States Congress does. It makes the laws that implement the globalist program that is directed, one key element, by globalist banking institutions. When I call them globalists, I mean that their objective is to obliterate America and particularly the principles upon which it was based. That's why we all need to reconcile that, recognize it, because then the path becomes obvious. And the path is to take local action, local reaction to the sustainable program that is looming in your community, that directs how your children are educated, that directs what happens to all natural resources and land, that negates the idea of private property piece by piece, inch by inch, until private property is finally abolished in the view of the law.
And in fact, of course, take away the property rights, you take away the individual freedom. If you could not possess things, we're no longer free. And these people don't believe in freedom, of course, except for themselves.
Land that I love can be found.
Well, Michael, you're right ahead there.
Well, you know, not to stand, democracy has produced something very dangerous for America. You know, it was Mikhail Gorbachev who said, "We want more socialism, and therefore we need more democracy." A stupid man, we cannot say Gorbachev is. But we need to remember, he was the dictator of the vicious Soviet Union. You know, it's not as though the Iron Curtain fell and communism with it. What happened was the Iron Curtain fell and Gorbachev came to the Presidio in San Francisco and is working on the same program he's always worked on. He says, we need more socialism and therefore more democracy.
And of course, democracy is the antithesis of freedom. That's why our founding fathers gave us a republic where the power of the government was to be limited so men could be free, and socialism expands the power of government so men can be enslaved. And we'll be right back here in a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this evening is Michael Shaw, and we were just talking about the difference between socialism and freedom. Socialism and democracy go together. What is the common denominator? Why, of course, both of them want an all-powerful government. Of course, supposedly, they hold elections and the people vote for the politicians who promises to give them the most. But they want to use the structure of government to be able to increase their own holdings, their own wealth, at the expense of somebody else. Democracies have always been spectacles of turbulence and contention, are era incompatible with the rights of personal liberty and private property, and are usually as short in their lives as they are violent in their deaths, said James Madison in the 10th of the Federalist Papers, and that's why they never teach that in schools today, because they want the American people, the American children, to believe we're a democracy, but democracies always degenerate into despotism. That's why we have a republic that limits the power of government so men could be free. And you pick up the story there, Michael.
Well, you know, as our system of justice, or so-called equity, changes, the fall of America proceeds. The immediate question becomes, is the fall in the ordinary course of events, or is it being planned? Similarly, is the rise of world governance, you know, you look at the United Nations, the World Bank, the World Trade Organization, the European Union, the Bank of International Settlements, and regional trade pacts such as NAFTA, CAFTA, Free Trade of Americas, and more, you know, is this occurrence of world governance the natural course for human advancement, or is it being planned by an oligarchy?
It is being planned by an oligarchy that has an agenda, people of great wealth who want to rule the world. Would you agree with that?
Well, I think it's become very obvious to all those except those who've got their heads still in the sand. And I don't want to say most of my countrymen have their head in the sand, but for anybody who gives a moment's passing thought to this, pause and ask yourself if you need to make a deeper evaluation of the threat we all face as individual liberty is being marched off the pirate's plank. The time is getting short, Dr. Stan. And it doesn't mean people have to rise up and lose confidence in the dollar, or rise up and, you know, and storm the city hall, or rise up and, get rid of every congressman, although it would be nice to elect different people to Congress. It means people have to understand what is threatening us. It was Sun Tzu who said, if you don't know your enemy, you will not win any battles, much less the war. You gotta know your enemy, and the enemy is clear. It's in black and white. There is nothing conspiratorial, although these are conspirators. You know, their plan is no longer conspiratorial. It is open and published for the world to see. It's included in three documents, the Agenda 21 Earth Summit document from the 1992 Rio de Janeiro UN conference, the companion document, the 1,300 or 1,100 page Global Biodiversity Assessment Report. This is the call for the environmental movement worldwide, which serves to undermine and finally break the principle of private property. And the third document you talked about earlier is the Earth Charter, written by Gorbachev, Stephen Rockefeller, and Maurice Strong, a UN official. That is, in their words, the document designed to replace the Ten Commandments. Even good people, obviously led by some not good people, in the Catholic Church, there are Catholic schools now promoting the Earth Charter. I like to attribute that to confusion and to having fallen prey to political correctness. But whatever the excuse, it's unacceptable. Because the Earth Charter is the end of America, the end of the political recognition of each individual's unalienable rights. It is the end of freedom. It is the end of America. Political officials who pander to the Earth Charter should be ridden out of town, tarred and feathered if they need be. And wherever you live today, your public officials, knowingly or unknowingly, because they're taking the direction from the political parties, the Democrats and the Republicans, are doing precisely that. They are implementing the entire ambit of sustainable development policy apparatus inside your community.
All right, now, Michael has some excellent pamphlets on sustainable development, and you also offer the Earth Charter as well, don't you?
Yes.
And you can actually get the Agenda 21 book, and it comes from the United Nations, and he actually carries that. We should carry it, but we don't. So you're going to have to get that from him at freedomadvocates.org. Go right ahead.
Well, when we can see that democracy is not freedom, and when we acknowledge that there is being established today the infrastructure for world governance, when we understand how fiat money has been used to gain control of our political parties and our political apparatus and our news and entertainment venues because of all the gross profits earned by those who make the money out of thin air and loan it to the rest of us, when we can take all of that, wrap our mind about it, we then become aware that we're really vulnerable. We've got to become aware that we are really vulnerable. This generation and predecessor generations, a number of them now, have allowed it to happen. We've been, you know, cooked like a crab in warming water. Well, I think that at the present, their monetary system has run out of some gas, and they are now in a push, in this buzzing, whirling conclusion of their transformation to their new world order. And so they now have a timeline, and they're moving very fast. And in the process, they're moving very stupidly. If the people understood the program that is motivating them, and at this point it is identifiable in their writing as Agenda 21 or Sustainable Development, when we absorb that information, we're now in a position to put up a defense. When we understand the terms of liberty, we are able to put up a counter-offense. And when that battle starts, I would predict we win. But if we don't take the field, we're going to lose by default, and that is their game plan. So I hear back from some people around the country Oh, great work. We really like this stuff. We like seeing and understanding, and you're so right. It's too bad there's nothing we can do. Well, that's not the view anybody should take. This is happening in your community through your elected officials, through the NGOs that are existent in your community. I hate to say it, but it's even the American Farm Bureau is an NGO. An NGO is an organization accredited by the United Nations for purposes of implementing global sustainable development policy. The Chamber of Commerce, the American Chamber of Commerce, is an NGO. The National Teachers Association is an NGO. And, of course, the Sierra Club and the Audubon Society and the like are NGOs. There's 2,000 active NGOs in the United States. There's the Nature Conservancy operating in the United States as the land-buying arm of this globalist land ownership process. The Nature Conservancy is now the largest landowner in the world, playing with very fraudulent financing mechanisms that were even investigated by the Washington Post and disclosed by them in a series a few years ago. All the systems have been made to operate, but now they're beginning to run so fast, some tires are going to be falling off, and that's why we have a chance, but we got to know what we're doing. So I challenge you, listener. Come to know sustainable development. You'll see it operating in your community, and that's where you just say no.
All right, we've got Robbie calling in from Live Oak. Hi, Robbie, do you have a question for our guest?
Hi.
This is Ruby calling from Live Oak. Go ahead, Ruby.
Yeah, that's right. That's me. I've been hearing about the tea parties, and I don't know if Michael is involved in the tea parties or if he or Freedom Advocates are involved in those, but I've been listening to your show, and I guess they got a lot of people pretty scared. I was wondering if Michael knows about any tea parties in this area, like, for instance, on the 4th of July, or if he's involved in that.
All right, that's a very, very good question. Michael, now, do you know of any tea parties going to be held in this area on the 4th of July to try to mobilize support to try to maintain our Declaration of Independence and the freedom of the American people, and point out the fact that they're a group of people who hate America? They're working as rapidly as they can to destroy our freedom and create an authoritarian society in what was once the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Well, I know there is one on the 4th of July happening in San Jose. I don't know of anything here in our own county. And the tea parties are beginning to, you know, raise people's awareness and, even more importantly, put people together and make them committed to the march. One has to be careful, though, of the tea parties. I know one of the big ones back east, Newt Gingrich made himself front and center on that. I mean, if there was ever a globalist, it is Newt Gingrich. So you have to be careful who the sponsors are and how it's being worked out. But in theory, it's the right concept, and rallying people is a positive thing. But if we rallied people and left them without the key information about what it is we're battling, and I don't think many of the tea parties are doing that yet. What are we really battling? And we can say, well, we got 1,000 battles to fight, Michael Shaw. What are you talking about? There's 1,000 battles out there. And my response is, yeah, there are 1,000 points of darkness that we're being attacked with. But they're all under the umbrella of sustainable development or Agenda 21. That's the message that's got to be gotten to the masses. And at the point, the Tea Party is not doing that. To the extent the Tea Party is making people aware of the global warming hoax or the fiat money circumstance, I think that's great, because it's building the foundation for what people need to understand the globalist plan called Agenda 21 that is designed to change everything about everything. They've done a lot of it already.
Well, apparently, Ruby, and maybe somebody out there in the listening audience knows of one in the Santa Cruz or the Watsonville area, but where will the one be over in San Jose? Do you have any idea?
I don't recall. I think it's the conservative...
Well, maybe somebody out there does know. If they do know, why give us a call, and would love, of course, to let our listeners know, not only on this program, the other program. So if you're out there and you know where it is, why give us a call at, of course, 1-800-544-8927, and we'll give you free publicity. We think it's a great movement, but I would second what Michael has said. They love to have a controlled opposition, and they use phony conservatives like Newt Gingrich, who's a lifelong liberal posing as a conservative Republican, a lifelong internationalist, a lifelong globalist, a lifelong New Ager, a personal friend of Al Gore's. But then somebody's got to lead the foolish conservatives and keep them from being effective. Watch your leaders, but there's a small group of people that work with Michael across the country, and certainly they're putting on meetings on a regular basis. Maybe Michael could even tell us about when this meeting is going to be held. I think it's going to be in July. But there are meetings you can go to where you really will be dealing with people who really do love America and want to save it. Anything else you want to say, Ruby, before we let you go?
That's all. I just wanted to find out if you knew anything about, hopefully, anything in this area.
All right, fine. Maybe somebody will know and call in. Thank you so much for calling.
Okay,
bye, fine. And I think your point is well made, Michael. Go right ahead.
Well, once we've understood the role of democracy in advancing global governance, and once we recognize the advance that global governance has made, then we're really ready to understand sustainable development. Sustainable development comes from the United Nations. 178 nations in 1992 agreed to implement Agenda 21 within their country, not as a matter of law that has to go before the legislature and be passed, but as a matter of what they call soft law, where they bring it in and insert it into the policy elements exercised by government. So what happened was George Bush Sr. went down to Rio de Janeiro in 1992 and signed on to Agenda 21. He brought it home. He took it to every federal agency and had them begin to develop their Agenda 21 program. Well, a year later, Bill Clinton became president, and he established the President's Council for Sustainable Development, where he brought in honchos from mostly environmental organizations, but he included the head of California's Pacific Gas and Electric and other business leaders. And together they forged a program that guided their administration for 8 years on how to implement Agenda 21 within the United States. The program has continued through Bush Jr., and Obama has firmly committed himself to the globalist sustainable development objective. This is why our schools don't work. This is why our forests burn. This is why private property is under attack everywhere. This explains the lack of stability in our dollar, the lack of coherency with our foreign policy.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Michael, go right ahead. You got 3 minutes to wrap it.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value, plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Some wonderful material. That's freedomadvocates.org. That's freedomadvocates.org. We do have a great talk on sustainable development, the road to world government. It goes with the syllabus we have on that. We have a four-tape set on the sustainable development. Now, we actually carry Holly Swanson's excellent book, Set Up and Sold Out, goes into the background of the environmental movement. That's Set Up and Sold Out. You want to know about the fraud of global warming, and it is a fraud. We have a DVD. It's called Global Warming and World Government. Another one called Emerging Science and Global Development. That's Emerging Science and Global Warming, I should say. And both of these are available, all of them are available, by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Al Gore, President Obama, the people who are pushing us into this whole idea of carbon credits and carbon caps and carbon trades, really, of course, want to destroy the manufacturing infrastructure of our nation. And they will tell you that there is no question that all scientists, all legitimate scientists agree. Where they only really have a handful of scientists, and they're either on the take or they're afraid they're going to lose their jobs. Over 33,000 scientists have signed Art Robinson's petition, saying that there is no evidence that man's activity has led to global warming. 33,000 scientists. Fortunately, we have the internet. You can check out everything I say and tell if I'm really telling you the truth. Get the information, certainly. They're Michael Kaufman's two DVDs we have. They're very well done. We recommend them to you. And then, of course, you need to get the other information to understand who's really behind this. First of all, you need to get Pat Wood's new DVD. It's called The Trilateral Commission. It's the talk Patrick gave last October about how the people within the Trilateral Commission control our government. For instance, they control the finances. The six of the last presidents of the World Bank came from the membership roles of the Trilateral Commission. There's never more than 85, 87 Americans there. Eight of the last 10 heads of the world are delegates to the World Trade Organization, which determines our trade policies. Three of the last, and we're talking between 76 and 2008, three of the four directors, chairman of the Federal Reserve System, seven of the 12 secretaries of state, nine of the 12 secretaries of defense, and at the present time there are, 11 members of the Trilateral Commission of the Obama administration, and between the years of 1976 and 2008, every president and or vice president of the United States came from the membership roles of the Trilateral Commission, whose logo is three arrows look like sixes, and in the middle, an upside-down broken cross, because behind this are powerful spiritual and occult forces, and they know, they laugh at us because we're too dumb to understand what's going on. At least they think we are. They hope we will remain that way. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need Pat Wood's talk on the Trilateral Commission. You need my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness, the Forbidden Secret, and our latest talk, Financial Armageddon, explaining how they created the present financial crisis and why they want to destroy this financial structure of our nation. Why? Because they know there's no better way to destroy a nation than to botch the currency, and that's what they're in the process of doing intentionally, and maliciously. So, again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America, for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.